Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Central African Republic is taking steps to emerge from two decades of fighting and instability. The most recent iteration of violence began in 2013 with the ousting of President François Bozizé by a rebel coalition. A year later, the United Nations sent in a peace stabilization mission, MINUSCA, to reinforce an African Union-led force of peacekeepers. In recent months, there have been signs that CAR may finally be emerging from its crisis. In September, the government and MINUSCA signed the handover protocol on the protection and transfer of children associated with armed forces and groups to civilian authorities. This partnership is more important than ever as MINUSCA works with President Faustin Archange Touadéra and his government to fulfill its mandated obligations of extending state authority and supporting elections, said Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the United Nations. Indeed, preparations continue for the 2025 local elections, the first since 1988.
These elections are a vital step towards sustainable peace and creating the conditions for economic development. To that end, the United States encourages the CAR government to redouble its efforts to engage with the political opposition and hold elections that are free, fair, and inclusive.
Turning to violations of human rights, Ambassador Wood noted that it is imperative that MINUSCA upholds its commitment to a zero-tolerance policy on sexual exploitation and abuse, and that troop-contributing countries uphold accountability.
The mission must redouble its efforts to ensure survivors of abuse have access to comprehensive support services and reinforce public awareness raising around MINUSCA's mechanisms for receiving and investigating allegations of abuse.
Ambassador Wood warned that Russian-backed actors who purport to be security partners continue to obstruct the MINUSCA mission, denying humanitarian access and attacking humanitarian workers.
Instances of the government blocking MINUSCA mission patrols at the behest of Wagner and restricting its unmanned aerial systems and night flights severely undermine the mission's ability to identify and clear explosive ordnance. It also hinders the mission's ability to protect civilians from armed groups and other predatory actors.
The United States is committed to the Central African people and calls for all armed groups to lay down their weapons and rejoin the country's peace process, said Ambassador Wood. The Central African people deserve security and stability, and MINUSCA is the international community's most effective mechanism for accomplishing these goals.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.